think of all that that you have done for us and be so gracious and so thankful. Lord, we know we have many that have special needs. Our brothers and sisters in Christ that have sickness. We ask, Lord, that you would touch them in a special, special way. But Lord, we have a sick world, a sin-sick world, dying in their sins without a Savior. Lord, we'd ask that you would send this precious word, the gospel of Christ, to them by some means in some way this day. And Lord, I'd ask that you'd use me to tell someone about the love of Christ and show them what the scripture says about being lost, and the Holy Spirit might do the work. Bless our time together today. Thank you, Lord, again for all the blessings of life. In the precious name of Christ, we do pray. Amen. Now, I also mentioned last Sunday about the credit card. That when you were born, God gave you a credit card. And all your sins and all my sins have been put on that credit card that holds my name. Now the question is today, where's your credit card? When we look at Romans 6 and 23, it says there's none righteous, no, not one. We also find that in God's precious word, it says the wages of sin is what? Death. Is death. Wages. Wages is something that's paid. So for you and my sin, there's got to be a payment made. And somebody's got to make that payment. On your credit card, most of us have got one. We talked about it last time. You can go anywhere and buy something on that credit card at all different places. But it's all charged to that credit card, and it's all in your name, and you're responsible for what's ever on that card to be paid. On the credit card of life, we can sin in a lot of different places, a lot of different ways. And all those sins are put on that credit card that God gave us when we were born. And one day, you're going to pay for it, or it's already been paid for. Let those things run through your mind now. Now, this morning, if you're lost, who's it being charged to? It's being charged to you. Now, if you have been saved, it was charged to Calvary way, way back on it before you were ever born and before you ever sinned one single solitary sin. It was charged to Calvary. I'm glad all mine have gone by the way of Calvary. Yeah. My past and my present and my future. All of them was in the future when Christ died. Now I want us to look at a few things this morning as we think on that. We'll go back, and I know y'all get tired of this stuff. I'm going to wear it out. I want you to go back with me all the way to the book of Genesis again now. And let's look at the third chapter in verse number 17. And to Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Now there's a key in that latter phrase of that verse. And we know that it's supposed to be that way. If you eat, if you're going to eat, you're going to work. Some of them figured it out that you don't have to, but anyway. But you notice it says, in sorrow thou shalt eat of it all the days of what? Of life. So now we have a timetable set on life. It is appointed a man wants to die. Every one of us is going to die because of sin. We're not going to miss that appointment. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth unto thee, and thou shalt eat of the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread till thou return unto the ground. For out of it was thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return. So we see now the results of sin are results of a physical death. But there's also something else when we look at this that I want us to think about. Now, when we look at God's word, he says, in Adam, all do what? Die. Not all have died, but all will die. Every one of us in here this morning have not experienced death. But I'll guarantee you one thing. If the Lord don't return, every one of us is going to do what? We're going to experience that physical death. So we're talking about physical death. Dust thou art, and dust thou shalt return. But there's also something else in the process of it. There's a thing that we look at in God's word that's called physical death. Now, or the second death. You know, we have that little phrase that we say, if you are born once, you do what? You die twice. God's word records a second death. And then he says, if you are born twice, you die only once. That means what? What does that mean if you're born twice? God's word says you must be what? Born again. That's the second birth. So if you're born twice, you're only going to suffer physical death. If you are not born twice, then you are going to suffer both physical death and spiritual death, total separation from God Almighty. Separated from God where? In hell. Plain and simple. We don't need to water it down anymore in the world today. We've got enough watering down going on now. So tell it like it is and like God's word says it. So with that thought in mind, the lost and the non-believer are spiritually dead. Payments due at death. A non-payment on that card brings what? Judgment. So if you don't have the ability to pay it in this life, you're going to pay it in life hereafter. I'm just thankful that God has paid mine and I don't have to worry about it. It's taken care of already. Now, let me add something else there, too. Does that mean since it's all taken care of, I can live like the devil and do whatever I want to? No, sir. He said, God's word said, God forbid that you do that. He said, God forbid that you do that. Now, in Revelations, something that I hadn't thought about before either. I want you to look at Revelation chapter number 20 for just a moment. And we're going to look at the white throne judgment. And he said, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. Now, who are the dead? When we look at God's word, and it tells us very plain that we're dead in our trespasses and sin. You know, we read God's word and it says, you hath he quickened. What does that mean? Quickened means to be made alive. But we, if you're saved, you were once dead in your sins. If you're not saved, you're still dead in your sins. But here it said the dead, small and great, is going to do what? Stand. You ever seen a dead man stand? See, here's a resurrection of the lost. But there's something else that I want you to look at. Where are they standing? They're standing before God. And it says, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the book. How many pages do you reckon your sin credit card takes up? Every sin that you and every sin that I have ever committed are recorded. Now, I want you to look at this carefully. And the books were opened, and another book was opened. It said, the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. That take up a lot of books, wouldn't it? The sins of all mankind are recorded. God's got the record. But if you notice, there was another book open too. And that book was the book of what? The book of life. You need to keep that in mind. Verse number 13, the sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. Now, I want you to notice also in this verse, it says that hell gave up the dead that was in it too, did it not? Okay? You remember the Old Testament saints, when they died, where did they go? They went to paradise or Abraham's bosom. Was that their final resting place? No, Heaven's the final resting place for all saints. Well, here it says that death and hell delivered up the dead that were in it. So death is the holding place for all those who have died and are lost. They are in hell. But as heaven is your and I final resting place, as being children of God, then where is the final resting place for the lost? The lake of fire. Final resting place. Now look. And death and hell. Let me back up. And the sea gave death, which it is, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were what? Were cast into the lake of fire. This is the what? The second death. Remember, God says, blessed and holy is he who hath part in the first resurrection, such the second death hath no power. If you are saved this morning, you are part of the first. Second death hath no power. And he said, whosoever was not found written in the book of life. See, there's the book of life that was open. Oh, I've done this and I've done that. Oh, where's your name? If your name's in the book of life, it's going to be written with the blood of Christ in red. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Now, look at 21 and verse 8. But the fearful and unbeliever and abolishers and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone. This is the what? This is the second death. So the second death, those that are lost, spend eternity in hell. But here's a thought that I hadn't thought of before until I was just reading recently. What's going to happen at the rapture? What's going to happen if Christ was to come right now? What's the sequence of events that takes place? Now, it says, the dead in Christ do what? Rise first. And they get a what kind of body? They get a new body. Why do they get a new body? And it's going to be amazing how that body is. He said flesh and blood can't enter the kingdom of God. And when Christ was resurrected, he went and visited the Father and he came back to the disciples, how did he come in? He said the doors were shut. And he said, we'll have a body like unto his body. That mean I can walk through a wall one day? That's going to be interesting. Yep. But he said, we'll be like him. We're going to receive a new body that is capable of being in the presence of God Almighty and being likened to his body, a body that can live for eternity. Well, wait a minute. if you throw a body in a fire and put the heat to it, what happens to it? It's dissolved, is it not? Goes to ashes, does it not? You ever thought about this? He says this in verse number 12, he says this, the dead stand before God. That means they've been what? They've been resurrected. What have they been resurrected for? Not only have they been resurrected, and they have got a new body, and they've got a new body that can do what? That can withstand an eternity in hell and suffer every single solitary day forever and not be dissolved or done away with or made numb to all the pain and suffering that's there. You remember the rich man? He said he was where? He said he was in hell. And he had all his capabilities. And I just wonder. The rich man was in hell and he looked over into Abraham's bosom. And what did he see? There's Lazarus in Abraham's bosom. And what condition was Lazarus in compared to what condition he was in? And he had the ability to see how it was on the other side. I never thought about that, but I wonder if those in hell will be able to see what it's like to live in heaven with God the Father and His Son. You know, that would be bad enough punishment by itself. Not to even think about the suffering that's going on. That rich man said, I'm in torment. And I got... Hey, don't put that clock up here, bro. We're in trouble. But let me run this by you, something that I thought about. Just the same, just a little simple thing. When Mitchell and I got lost, and I told you that it's daytime. There's a lot of people in church just as lost as the drunk and the drug addict. I said there was a stump there. I can see it. I can see it in my mind right now. And we walked by it. We walked by it a bunch of times. There's a lot of people walk by the bunch of time. I'll get to it in a minute. So we went off and made our circle. We didn't know we was making a circle because we didn't know we was lost. But when we made that circle, and I came back by and said, that looks familiar. There's that stump. What are we doing? You know, we need to go on to the house. So we took off like we'd always done, walked right on by it, made another circle. A few minutes, there's that stump. And that's when that feeling come over me. Here you are, lost as lost can be. And you're just going around and around and around and around in a circle. That stump is wood. And we came back to it last time and we realized we were lost. Those things we had been taught came to mind. And that's what pointed us toward home. But where was I at when those thoughts came to mind? I was that old wooden stump. Have you ever been by that wooden cross? But have you ever stopped at it and said, I'm lost? And that one, it came to my mind what I had been taught. You see, if you ever get to the foot of the cross and realize you're lost, the Holy Spirit already put you there and it's working on you. And it's telling you that you're lost. And you can be in church, you can be wherever and be just as lost can be. Give me one more minute. I know it's time to go, but give me one more. I told you about Mr. Tommy Barnes, who got lost down here in Black Creek, same place Mr. and me got lost. And he got lost at night. He was in total darkness. He realized that he couldn't help himself where he was. Ain't no way I can get out of here. And I'm telling you now, if you've ever been lost, your sense of direction is gone. I mean, nothing looks, I just can't explain it to you. I mean, you can be looking at something that you recognized all your life, and it's not the same. Well, Mr. Tommy was in the woods lost all night. Who brings the sun up in the morning? Lord does. So who furnished the light the next morning after Tommy had been lost in the creek all night? Okay? And they went to the creek, and they did what? They called. And when they called, he heard the call. And he answered the call. And then when they asked him, Tommy, where have you been? And he says, I have been lost, but now I'm found. Where are you today? Where are you? I hope there's not a single solitary person in here that's still lost, or listen to me, that's still lost. If you are, listen to the Holy Spirit of God, and He'll draw you out of your lostness into the marvelous light of the saving grace of Jesus Christ our Lord. God bless you, and thank you for listening.